This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Much of the world has been in and out of lockdown for almost a year now, and many of us have discovered, or rediscovered, things that are just more fun to do when you don't have the option to go out, like jigsaw puzzles, which leads us to our latest installment of our series, My Economy, this one from our partners at the BBC.
My name is Julie Wilkins, and I'm a director with my partner, Brian Knight, of JHG Jigsaws Limited. Neither of us had a puzzle background. I was a bank manager, Brian was a builder, and then when I left the bank, I went and worked for a gentleman who had his own jigsaw puzzle company and enjoyed it so much we set up our own, bought him out with his consent. He was getting on into his 70s, 80s. And then in 2008, we went into manufacturing. I'm very traditional, so I'm selling a lot of nostalgic things like farmyards and street scenes, and I do a lot of what people would call chocolate box cottages, and that seems to be, for me, very popular. There are other companies out there doing other sorts of different things. There are, you can get caricatures, you can get record sleeve puzzles, but generally, for me, my traditional image type puzzles are going the best. We started to see a big increase in sales February, March before lockdown, when COVID was in its infancy last year. And we hit lockdown as we went into Mother's Day. And we normally see an increase for Mother's Day, but it never stopped increasing. Although I know COVID has hit a lot of businesses very hard, it's been very kind to us in the jigsaw world. I think it will slow down, but I think people have suddenly found something that they enjoyed as children. And I think people will have found, rekindled, a love for it. I just think they will continue to be popular. I hope they will.
That was Julie Wilkins at JHG Jigsaws Limited in the UK. This series only works with your help. Tell us about your economy at marketplace.org/myeconomy.